Hello?
Hello, is this Doug?
Yep.
Hey, Doug, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. How you doing?
All right, cool. Finally got back in touch with you.
Yeah. Better late than never, huh, is what they say?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you reaching back out to us. I know we had, last time, we had, like, left off, with getting you set up here, I just want to make sure I have everything correct for you, okay?
Okay.
I had, let's see. Okay. Okay, so I just want to make sure the services that you're doing dry repairs, freezer repairs, ice make repairs, you service Bosch, service GE, electrical appliance repairs, gas appliance repairs, and then refrigeration repairs, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, and yeah. Service refrigerator? Is that correct, too? Services refrigerator?
Compressor repair.
Compressor repair, okay. Okay. And then, as of last time, you didn't have anything set up with like a Google Business Profile or anything like that, correct?
I do, but it hasn't been managed in quite a while.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here. And is it still the weekend appliance? Is that what it was listed under? All right. Let me make sure. I want to be able to manage that one. Last thing I want to do is have our tech team build you a new one, and then you have two of them out there, and that's all confusing for your customers. They're like, which one's real, which one's not?
Right.
That's always a problem. I've had clients call us to do that. Okay, I see it. Perfect. So we've managed that. Awesome. And then your mile radius. License and insurance. Do you have those set up for your company yet or no? Or do you not need a license to do that?
Yeah, I do. I had a quick question.
Sure.
I built my website through GoDaddy.
Okay.
And I'm locked out because of device changes.
Oh, okay.
They said I'm going to have to do two factor authentication.
Yep. Okay.
Would you guys be able to help with that?
So that's through GoDaddy. We wouldn't be able to help with the two-factor authentication, but, I mean, I've done two-factor authentications myself. You just download it on your phone. Like, you just download an app that's a two-factor authentication, and then GoDaddy should be able to walk you through to add them on there, and then it would unlock it for you that way for their service team.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like once you download the app, you can put the two authentic, for everything. So you could put it like for your Google, your Facebook, literally they have it for, what's that app called? I totally forgot. Discord. Like you could do it for Discord as well. Like, so they have them for everything that you can just put it all in there. What it does, it's like a timer. And it has it just always circulating. So you would log into there when they would ask you for that. You would type that into the box, and then you would hit submit.
Yeah.
It would unlock it at that point.
Yeah, I use it for other things, too.
Yeah, there you go. So you already know. So you could just add it to the – you could just add them. They should let you know how to add them, and then they should have, like, a step-by-step process. And then that way you can get into your website. Now, do you have a website or you just have a domain?
Yeah, it's a website.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure. So the website isn't located on the Google Business profile yet. Once you get in there, we'll be able to link it to that as well, okay?
Okay. I think it was linked at one time, but since I haven't paid, it's kind of all gone.
Okay, kind of downhill there.
Yeah, I've got some catching up to do.
Okay, perfect. So as soon as you get that, though, we can do it. And we don't need it to place you on the first page and start populating you, but again, people that go to your profile and they see a website, they might click on it and want to learn more about you, more information. So as soon as you get that up, we can have that up and running. Now, I have a question for you, though, because you're going to go to GoDaddy. You're going to pay them for the website, correct?
Right.
Do you want us to just make you a website here? It wouldn't cost you anything extra. They're included in the packages, but I know last time we talked, we didn't build it for you because you said you already had one with GoDaddy.
Yeah, I do. And I have the domain name too.
The domain name. So you keep the domain name. That's yours to keep. We don't take that. The only thing that we'll do is we'll build the website and then we'll link it to your domain name.
Okay.
If you want that.
That'll work. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that works. So I trust me. I've done with GoDaddy a lot. My dad's a small business owner and he builds websites through there as well for his business. And it's always expensive. Like year after year, they just keep going up in price. This wouldn't go up in price. This would just be included in your package that we talked about last time. And we would manage it, host it. If you wanted any changes, you would just call in and ask us. And then it would just be right then and there paired up with your Google Business profile. Now your Google Business profile is already built, but the website would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Okay, and how, let's see, I had another question.
Sure.
What was it? Oh, well, I guess I'll have to remember it.
Okay. I was waiting for it, too. I was like, let me just wait for it here. All right, let me see. I just want to make sure we have the right dates here. So it's going to be 5/29. And then do you remember
I got it.
What was it?
Payment.
Yes, sir.
What's the monthly due?
So the monthly due is going to be the $249 month to month. Okay, that's going to be set at the flat rate. That's what I had quoted you last time. That's what I'm going to keep you at. That'll never fluctuate. It's never a price per call, per lead, per job. It's always set. So if you receive 50 calls in a month or 800 calls, it's always set at the $249. Now, we did have the $99 setup fee, so the first month is $348, and then it's $249 month to month after that. Okay?
Okay. And that would include the website hosting and all that?
Yeah, so it includes the website hosting. It includes the content creation through the website. It also includes the SEO content creation for the Google, and then it also includes a Facebook retargeting campaign. So now, anytime somebody searches, we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. Okay. We allocate $100 to the $249, so you don't have to allocate any more money to that. We take care of that for you.
All right, perfect. You guys are hired.
Awesome. Okay, give me one sec here. All right, and I know you go by Doug, but your first name is Steven, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then
it's actually my middle name. I've been kind of hiding from my ex-wife.
Okay. I think I remember you telling me that a little bit. Give me one sec. I'm going to set this up with the website for you really quickly? Because I know last time we said no, so I'm just going to put it in here for you. Okay. I got that website in there. And question, do you have a logo or do you not have a logo?
You know, I did.
Okay.
Can I use that? If you guys could come up with one, great.
Okay. Just asking. All right. So I'll do that for you. Make that. And then you have pictures. My tech team will do that for you. Okay. For the billing here, for the card that you had, I know we left off at like your card number, but I just want to verify the address here. Your billing address is still the 35927. Is that correct?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. When you change that address, just let us know and then we'll be able to make those changes for you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then on the card itself, it just says Steven and then your last name. Is it Cheswick? Is that how you say it?
Cheswick?
Cheswick.
Okay, let's see what this one says on it.
I remember last time you said it was going to be your Discover card, but that was last time. I don't know what you would like this time.
Yeah, it'll probably be the Cash App card.
Okay. Does your Cash App card have your company name on it too, or is it just your name?
Just my name. Would it be a good idea to make one with the business name on it?
It's up to you. I'm still going to send you a business invoice with the weekend appliance, so you'll still be able to write this off at the end of the year. So whether you use a personal card or a business card, you'll still be able to get that invoice for a tax write-off.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I got you on that one. And I'm going to send it to the email that I do have on file. And then do you have your middle initial on there, Doug, or is it just the Steven?
You know what? It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Douglas Cheswick. That's how it. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Douglas.
So it's just Douglas Cheswick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me... D-A-O-U-G-L-A-S?
D-O-U-G-L-A-S.
Perfect. And then your last name is C-H-E-S-L-I-K?
Yep.
Okay.
D-O-U-G-L-A-S-C-H-E-S-L-I-K. And are you ready for the number? Oh, it's a Visa card.
It's a Visa. Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
4403.
Mm-hmm.
9346.
Mm-hmm.
7990.
Uh-huh.
3232.
Okay. Give me one sec here. And then the expiration date?
0928.
That's my birthday month. Awesome. Okay. And then the security code on the back?
So that's your birthday month. You're are you a Virgo or did you miss it?
I'm a Virgo, yeah. I am.
All right, so you'd be kind of like me then.
When's your birthday?
I was born on the 23rd of August, so I got it right at the cusp. So I got Leo and Virgo.
Oh, nice. So you got the best of both worlds, is what you're saying. Nice. I'm on the 5th, so mine's right at the beginning. I was born on – my mom went into labor on Labor Day. Wrong labor, but she went on Labor Day. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool. We're right there next to each other.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all Virgo, yeah. doesn't get any more Virgo than that. And then the security code on the back for you.
627.
Okay. So Doug, do you want us to call you Steven? Do you want us to call you Doug? What do you go by? I just want to make sure my team addresses you properly.
Well, you guys aren't really involved in my divorce, so whatever you guys feel like, both of them are good.
Okay, what's your government name? Is it Doug or Steven?
Doug. So,
okay, Douglas.
Yeah, that would be my first name.
Okay, and then Steven's your middle name?
Yeah. So okay. I had to switch him up because my ex-wife was dead set on putting me in jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she kind of lost her mind.
Yeah. I could see that being a deal breaker there, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even going to be a deal breaker. Like, I was willing to work with her, and she went even more nuts. And, I mean, what can you do?
Man. That's crazy. I mean, I don't mean to say that's, like, not in a crazy start, but I just meant, like, that's...
Yeah, it is. It is. Certified.
I know people get, like, offended by that word, and I didn't mean if I offended you to say that, but that's insane.
No, only someone who's crazy would get offended by that.
Right? Well, I know we have two things here. So, one, I had already... Note to self. Right. I know the last time, so I have your card information is imported into the system here. So two things are going to happen here. One, I just want to verify the security question with you. I don't remember if you remember us doing this. We put the security question as the city you were born in. Do you remember that?
Modesto.
Yes, sir. Okay, so you know it. Awesome. That's going to be your security question. Like I told you last time, every time we call you, we will ask you that. If we do not ask you that, 9 times out of 10, that is not us. Just if we don't ask you, say, hey, aren't you going to ask me about my security question? And if they do not know it, that is not us. Hanging the phone up and just call us directly. Okay? We want to protect you at all times.
Have you ever had that happen?
We don't. Because we're pretty secure, we've had it happen very rarely, but we do get a lot of companies that call our customers because we've been in business for 19 years. So that's why we protect you guys, just
and
to make sure.
Your partner too.
Yeah, and just to make sure, like, anybody that says, hey, just pretending, you know how there's a lot of people out there that'll pretend and say, like, hey, we're Local Splash, Doug, and we want to charge you more money, you know what I mean? And it will never ask you for that. So as long as you know, like, hey, we're always going to ask you that security question, you'll be protected as well, because we always want to make sure we're talking to you and you're talking to us, and that's it, okay?
Right. That is definitely a good thing.
Yeah, and we always ask, and but behalf of you as well. So if somebody's pretending they're Doug, and we're like, okay, Doug, well, you know, where were you born in? What city? And they're like, oh, I was born in Bellflower. Nah, you're the wrong Doug.
Yeah.
You're the wrong Doug.
It's not today, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's why we had that there for you. Now, I don't know if we did this last time. I am just going to walk you through this voice verification this time as well, because it is set on a new date. But this will be sent to you in writing. That's going to have the pricing structure on there for the $249 month to month. That pricing structure will never change. So God forbid that inflation does go up, you will always be grandfathered in, and you will always have that for your records there. Okay?
Cool. I think more things should be grandfathered in.
Yes. As what else should be grandfathered in?
Well,
I was waiting for it.
Like even stuff from grandfathers.
Oh. Yeah. I agree.
The government shouldn't be able to take them away later.
Yeah, or you know, tax you heavily on them as well. One or the other, right?
Yeah, jerks.
Yeah. My dad, his parents actually, his mom was the last one that was living. His dad died a while ago, so my grandparents, and it was a mess. They had a 2-acre property, and it's like, now they got to pay all this taxes on it and stuff like that, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's outrageous. You're taxing, the death taxes, that's an issue. I could go on and on about that one.
Yeah, me and you both, we could have a cup of coffee over it.
Yeah, you know, like a whole pot.
Yeah, exactly, right? All right, well, I'm going to walk you through this really quickly here, Doug, just for the service agreement here with us, and then I'm going to send this over to you in a email, and then you are going to get a couple welcome text messages from us. If you have any questions here, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll clarify the question as well, just in case it doesn't come off right, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go, Doug. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Weekend Appliance.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Douglas Cheslick. Title would be owner.
Perfect. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Perfect. Doug, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So this is going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Oh, I suppose so.
Yeah. Definitely want to have those updates for sure. Now, we're not going to bombard you, but we will let you know what's going on if we need some updates, pictures, stuff like that. I have a customer service number. You already know it because you texted me on it last night, and then you also called us back on it. It is that 877 number, okay?
Right.
Perfect.
And I am getting better about phone calls and calling people back. I did end up with like a kind of PTSD of sorts from my wife calling me so many times.
Okay. We're not going to bombard you with that though. So if you prefer us to just send you a quick text message, then we can do that as well too, if that's how you would like to communicate as well.
Yeah, that works. That works a lot better.
Perfect. I'll let them know that, and then that way they can do that there. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, there is one. Sure. I'll let you finish though.
Sure. Go ahead. You can let me know now.
Oh God, what's the name of the company? But they do, I'm charged for every call I get. So I pay them like $33 per call.
Are you talking about either Thumbtack or Angie's Leads, HomeAdvisor?
I've been with HomeAdvisor before, but this is a different, company. It'd be kind of similar to what you guys do.
But they're just charging you per lead or per call.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. As long as it's not the SEO services, what we're doing, it's not going to be a conflict of interest. So you'll be fine there. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then your payment for initial term and account setup, which we do have you on that pre-discounted rate from last time we talked for the $249 with the $99 setup fee, will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of the $348, okay? When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of just $249 month to month. This is a recurring payment. Now, Doug, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number you called today. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team. What is a good time for them to reach out to you? So as of today, I can do it as early as 1 p.m. You're north of us, correct?
Well, you were still in California, right?
Yeah, so we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. So you're north. So you're on Pacific Standard Time. Depending on your schedule here, I can have my tech team reach out to you at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., or 3 p.m., and we can get everything started and rock and rolling with you today. If you don't have that availability, I can always schedule you for tomorrow as well for them to reach out to you. Which one would be better for you?
Well, I might as well. Is there any way I could do it right now so I don't have to answer the phone again?
I can't do it right now, and the only reason, there's 2 reasons. One, my tech team just went to lunch at 12, so they do get an hour lunch, so they do no calls from 12 to 1. And then 2, I want to make sure that they come to the table ready to rock and roll with you. I don't want them to keep asking you the same questions and it'd be redundant for you. They're going to take what I have here. They're going to do a little homework, make sure they come to the table. This is what we're going to do. Here's your keywords that we're going to target. And then to help you set up that Facebook for the retargeting campaigns as well. So that's why I want to give them a little time. An hour or so would be good if they could do that. But again, it's up to you on how you want to proceed from there.
Yep, that works.
Okay, so 1 o'clock would work best for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set it there. You should have received a text message that's telling you welcome to Local Splash. It should have said, Douglas, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent the invoice to the email we have on file. It's that text message there. Let me know if you got that. And then I'm also going to send this Google Calendar to your email address. So you'll have that there. And then I'm going to CC my tech team on there so they know to give you a call.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so there's going to be a link there. It's going to say local/terms. Click that link. That's going to be the terms and agreement I read off to you earlier. Excuse me. There's going to be 2 checkboxes on there. Click the SMSs so we can just text you if we have updates there. And then the other one's going to be the card authorization holder is you. And then you're just going to type your name, Douglas, your last name, which is Cheslick. And then you're just going to hit submit. Once you hit submit, it's going to take you to a username and password for Local Splash. Let me know when you get to that point.
All right, where is this thing?
What are you looking for?
I can't find the link.
Oh, to click
what
it?
What does it look like again?
To click the link? So it should have been a text. It should have been a text message that came through to the 87 from the 877 number, and then it's it's going to say, Douglas, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here. And it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms. Yep. You're going to click that. And like I said, there'll be 2 checkboxes on the bottom. And then you're just going to...
All right, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Just let me know when you get to your username and password.
Okay, I just agreed to the SMS messages, and then I certify that I am the authorized holder.
Perfect. And then you're just going to type your name in the box, Douglas, then your last name, and then it's going to, you're just going to hit confirm, and then once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password.
Got it. Okay. Username.
So the username is going to be sent in a text message to you. So you should have that as well. It should be the next message from the one that you clicked the link on. Typically, the username is the phone number, which is yours. And then it'll say password right next to it with your password you can type there. And then you can change it after that.
What if I don't? Could I just use that?
You sure can. Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic.
Okay, so you're all set up there. I got everything here for you. I'm going to send that over to my tech team, and then in about an hour, look out for the 877 number. That's where they're going to be calling you, and then they're going to be doing the onboarding call with you at that time at 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All right, Doug, do you have any questions for me at this moment?
No, everything as far as I can tell.
Okay. Well, I want to formally welcome you here to Locals Flash. I want to say congratulations. We're like a family here. So if you ever need anything here from me as well, you could absolutely reach out to me. My extension is the 877 number with a 203 on the end of it. So if you do extension 203, you'll call me here. If I don't answer, you could always leave me a message, and I can always call you back within an hour, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right, Doug. Well, I'll be talking to you soon here in about an hour with my tech team, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
All right. Great. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.